Have you ever wondered why smart people make terrible decisions? Why experts sometimes get things spectacularly wrong? The answer lies in understanding how your mind actually works, not how you think it works. We live in an era where information flows faster than ever, yet our ability to process it hasn't evolved. Every day, we're bombarded with data, opinions disguised as facts, and decisions that demand clarity we often don't possess. The difference between those who thrive and those who merely survive increasingly comes down to one skill, the ability to think critically. This isn't about being negative or overly skeptical. It's about developing a mental immune system that protects you from bad ideas, flawed reasoning, and your own cognitive blind spots. Critical thinking is the analytical processing of information through observation and logical connection. The word critical comes from the Greek kritikos, meaning able to judge or distinguish, not to tear down, but to evaluate with precision. Think of it as quality control for your thoughts. A triage nurse uses it to prioritize treatments in a chaotic emergency room. A plumber assesses which materials suit specific jobs. An attorney examines evidence to build a compelling case. What unites these applications is methodical identification and resolution of issues, rather than relying on gut feelings alone. John Dewey defined critical thinking as active, persistent, and careful consideration of a belief or supposed form of knowledge. True critical thinkers distinguish fact from opinion, recognize connections between concepts, examine different viewpoints, justify assumptions, and adjust expectations when new information emerges. Three foundational abilities amplify this skill: curiosity, to gather evidence and embrace new concepts, skepticism, to question information before accepting it, and humility, to acknowledge when your beliefs are wrong. Nobody is born with these abilities. They're developed through deliberate practice and self-awareness. Critical listening complements these foundations by evaluating information against objective facts. Consider whether the logic is persuasive, examine underlying biases, evaluate the supporting data, and determine if the argument is complete. This approach applies everywhere, from distinguishing real news from sponsored content to examining how social groups influence your thinking. Multiple barriers interfere with effective critical thinking. Egocentric mentality prevents seeing beyond your perspective, dismissing employee feedback because it differs from yours. Groupthinking surrenders independent judgment to conform, especially when raising concerns feels risky. Drone mentality manifests as physical presence without mental engagement, common in our notification-saturated world. Socialization conditioning creates invisible boundaries. Cultural norms lead people to reject innovations because that's not how we've always done it. Biased experiences color judgment. One bad encounter with technology might lead you to reject similar innovations. Stress triggers reactive decisions rather than thoughtful analysis. Arrogance closes your mind to new learning. Stubbornness means adhering to ideologies despite contradictory evidence. Fear prevents sharing innovative ideas or challenging established practices. These barriers affect everyone to varying degrees. Regular self-reflection helps identify when these patterns emerge. Developing specific strategies, actively seeking diverse perspectives, setting aside time for deep thinking, consciously questioning first reactions helps maintain clearer analytical pathways and more objective decision-making. Asking the right questions dramatically enhances critical thinking. Use open-ended inquiries. What is the point of this scenario? Rather than, is this the goal? This encourages deeper exploration and reveals unexpected insights. Avoid leading questions containing bias. Ask, what do you think is the best diet available? Instead of, don't you believe a vegan diet is healthiest? Establish precise parameters for your inquiries. While avoiding bias matters, overly broad questions hinder your goals. Ask, which American male tennis player is your favorite, rather than, who is your favorite tennis player? Continue probing until you get what you need. Superficial inquiries allow sources to withhold crucial knowledge. Ensure every response is supported by credible facts, studies, and testimonials. Paul and Elder developed a framework showing decision makers must understand two aspects: recognizing the different parts of their thinking and evaluating how well they employ each one. Every argument has a purpose, establishes truth, makes assumptions, takes a viewpoint, uses facts to support inferences, and has implications. Intellectual standards determine reasoning quality, clarity, accuracy, precision, relevance, depth, breadth, logic, significance, and fairness. These standards develop intellectual qualities: humility, bravery, empathy, independence, integrity, persistence, and faith in reason. Fallacies are flawed arguments built on unfounded claims. The straw man fallacy misrepresents your position for easier attack. The bandwagon fallacy assumes truth by popularity. The false dilemma fallacy reduces complex issues to two sides. Quick generalization draws broad conclusions from limiting evidence, while slothful induction dismisses solid evidence as mere chance. Cognitive biases are systematic thinking errors affecting decisions and judgments. Unlike fallacies, which stem from argument logic, biases result from how we process information. Common examples include anchoring bias, overweighting initial information, confirmation bias, favoring belief-supporting data, the halo effect, letting one trait color overall perception, and the Dunning-Kruger effect, overestimating abilities. Not all biases harm us. Many enable rapid decisions in dangerous situations. Sensing a shadowy figure in a dark alley, your cognitive bias might trigger immediate flight, potentially saving you from real danger. These mental shortcuts evolve to help us survive, even when they occasionally mislead us. Critical thinking requires practical frameworks. The 5W2H analysis examines who, what, where, when, why, how, and how much to describe problems comprehensively. For a malfunctioning elevator, this framework examines equipment details, affected users, timing, causes, and maintenance factors. The messy principle ensures categories don't overlap while covering all possibilities. A random grocery list becomes easier to remember when organized into bakery items, frozen foods, and fruits. The 80-20 rule states that roughly 80% of effects come from 20% of causes. Graduate student Mary applied this to her underperforming blog, identifying which 20% of her audience generated 80% of traffic. She increased blog traffic by over 220%. Understanding correlation versus causation is crucial. Correlation indicates a statistical relationship between variables, while causation occurs when change in one directly results in change in another. Ice cream sales correlate with sunburn rates not because one causes the other, but because sunny days influence both independently. In a world where information masquerades as wisdom, critical thinking is essential. A well-developed critical thinker poses clear questions, evaluates relevant data, reaches reasoned conclusions, considers various approaches with an open mind, and communicates effectively. This matters in everyday situations, like media literacy. A Stanford study found 82% of students couldn't distinguish sponsored content from news articles. Critical thinking is a skill, not a talent. You weren't born knowing how to ride a bicycle, you learned through practice. Critical thinking develops the same way. Start small. Question one assumption today. Identify one cognitive bias this week. Ask one better question in your next meeting. These small acts compound over time, reshaping how you process information and make decisions. Your mind is the most sophisticated tool you'll ever possess. The quality of your life depends on the quality of your thinking, and that's entirely within your control.